How are you, Russ?
Good. How you doing, Gord?
Well, good. A happy Thanksgiving, of course, to you and your family. And
how you doing, Gord? Yeah, it's nice. It's nice, Russ. Yeah.
Sarah, you piped up. Happy Thanksgiving.
How are the dogs?
Dogs are doing great. Cats are doing great. We're all good here.
I'm going to correct myself before you correct me, and that is the fact that, yes, Stolarz and the kid from Pittsburgh, what the hell is his name again? Yeah, Gensel. They both did play at Nebraska-Omaha, but Stolarz left for the London Knights just before Gensel arrived. So they both played there. But Stolarz went on to make a name for himself with the London Knights. He was all over the place. He actually got drafted out of the North American Hockey League.
Yeah.
And then played 8 games of college hockey and then went to the London Knights the same season.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's weird. That's an interesting little path.
Yeah, well, he played in North American Hockey League pretty much to get drafted, because a lot of goalies, that's a way to get playing time and get drafted. And then he wasn't getting enough playing time in college, so he left there to go to the London Knights to get playing time.
Okay.
We were just talking earlier about a couple of guys up from Omaha, Nebraska, for example. And I'm curious, if you look at certain colleges, universities, that whether you look at the last 10 years or not, that have really risen in prominence on the hockey front, who might they be and why did and who was the one that really were responsible?
I think Maine got their name back on the map with Nyquist. I think I'll say Princeton got their name on the map with Mike Condon, but I say that tongue-in-cheek. Miami University has certainly had a lot of guys. Rodriguez went there, a few other good ones. There's been a few. I would say that...
Well, I think Union with the Gostisbehere.
Yeah, with Gostisbehere.
And Yale had a championship run. I don't know who was it. There was a kid or two off that team, right?
Alex Lyon is in the Flyers organization right now as a goalie. He was from Yale, and Agostino was from Yale, who's in the Pittsburgh organization. I'm not sure if he's still there, but he's another guy, Kenny Agostino.
Take a look as far as going around the National Hockey League, some of those elements that way. We chatted earlier, like Sam Carcetti and others. It's just been a phenomenal. Did you see it this kind of year, the young talent and having so much success early on?
You never know. I mean, you don't know what how it's going to break every year. You really don't. I mean, it really has been amazing, but every year is different. Like, some years guys do come in like gangbusters and other years they don't. And I had a feeling this year would be a good one. I didn't know it would be this good. Like, you don't expect guys to be up in the top scorers. That's something where, wow, that's really an eye-opener.
Who are the top 3 picks in the 2017 National Hockey League draft?
Well, you've got a few guys.
Nothing like putting you on the spot.
I am blanking, but you do have a few good ones for sure.
Yeah, it's boy, getting way ahead of ourselves that way as far as it goes, some of the, it's interesting, Pierre-Luc Dubois goes back to junior, and also Arizona as far as sending Dylan Strome back, Dylan Strome back as well. And I don't know I don't know if there's, we can track it, if that's better or not. I mean, they're getting him out of a bad situation, kind of like Buffalo did say with Sam Reinhardt a couple of years ago, those two decisions, one of an 18-year-old, one of a 19-year-old, do you like that generally?
I thought he sat too long, but I like the fact that they did send him back. I think that was what they had to do. I think for some reason they had too many centermen, so they thought at the beginning they'd say, well, it was okay if he watched a certain amount of games, and then he just sat way too long. And I think that was the real issue there. But I think this is the best thing for him. Let him go back and be successful, have a chance at a Memorial Cup and all those kinds of things. And I think in the end it will do him more good than if he was just barely playing for the, for Arizona. The other guys are Nolan Patrick, Timothy Liljegren are the top two. And then there's, as far as for the draft. And then after that, it could be a Klim Kostin. There's a bunch of guys. I'm not ready to say who could be third, fourth, or fifth, or sixth yet.
Are the Islanders, where do you, is this panic time? Like, is this?
Yeah, this is panic time. I think Jack's absolutely in the hot seat. I don't know if he makes it to Christmas. Another three-game losing streak or something could really do him in. It's just, but they're in a tough spot because it's new ownership. You've got the incumbent GM. Are you really going to shake things up in season? This is John Tavares' coach. And so I don't know. I don't know what you're going to do with that. It's a tough situation in the sense that it's, you know, they could put Doug Wade in there. They could. That's a possibility. But then you don't have an assistant GM. So you could put Thompson in there, but he, you know, then you're screwing up with Bridgeport. And so that's, you know, it's Tage Thompson's dad. But then you're, you know, you got to get somebody else in Bridgeport. So I don't know. I mean, is it a definite they do something? No, but if it doesn't look good for them, like all of a sudden the season can turn in a bad way, then they're probably going to do something. But maybe there'll be an outsider they can bring in.
Yeah, well, they're on this little California trip right now. So, who knows if that doesn't pan out.
Yeah, and I think that's going to be a key. I think you make a good point where sometimes these California trips, certainly they're not going to fire a guy on the California trip, but if that trip doesn't go good.
On his way back.
On his way back, that's when it could happen.
Hmm.
Hey, Philadelphia and New York, those are your two teams.
Yeah.
So I'm good.
Yeah.
Handicap the game this afternoon, and certainly Rangers been the more impressive of the two so far.
Rangers have been the impressive, but then came back to earth against Pittsburgh. It'll be interesting because we really don't know who's going to be in net for Philly. There is that Stolarz watch. He has not played a game yet for the Flyers. Every time there's a game that sort of gets handpicked for Stolarz, Dave Haxtell continues to go with Steve Mason. So I think it'll be, you know, Mason Lundqvist. I think you will see the Rangers win something like 5-3. I don't know if the Flyers defense is up to the task. They're a little bit askew. Shane Gostisbehere is a little bit askew. And the Rangers do put an awful lot of pressure on the defense. Sometimes the Flyers in the matinees don't do well in the first period. If they were to fall behind 2-0, let's say, in the first period, that wouldn't look good for them.
Hey, the one kid that popped into my head as it related to that Yale team was their goalie, Jeff Malcolm. He was not drafted, was he?
No.
And he was playing for the Rangers, right?
Was with the Rangers for a short time. Here's the thing about Yale. They have a rock-solid defense. They play a really good system. They don't produce the best goalies, but they produce guys that look like they might be able to do something based on the system. But, yeah, he just
He just won a national title, and that was it.
Yeah, you know, another.
Yeah, and it happens. You know, you go to the next level, and then you find out, like, you know, Lyon right now is not playing a ton in for the Lehigh Valley Phantoms, but he's hoping to get more time. You really don't go generally right from college to the NHL. It almost never happens, especially as a goalie. You know, Hellebuck is even just a rare situation where he's such a good college goalie and then is definitely transitioning well.
Yeah, we were just saying earlier, just a perfect one when you talk about guys developing and Ben Hutton signing a 2-year contract extension, like the bridge contract. And you look at it, what a great pick, fifth round, and goes to the University of Maine. And that's where you love your scouts grabbing somebody in the mid rounds or later rounds, but it also is a tribute to his development and what he learned at the University of Maine that here he is now past his entry level contract.
Yeah, I mean, it's the bread and butter of the draft, and you could get so many third, fourth, fifth, sixth-round guys that eventually do make it to the NHL, especially defensemen in college, because they already, you know, like Rob O'Gara is just on the cusp, you know, for the Bruins. These guys play a good physical game, and they are strong because they work out all the time. Sometimes the speed's a little bit of an issue, and sometimes they need that little bit of time. You know, you look at Brady Shea was a blue chipper, but he's a guy that's made a pretty seamless transition from college to the pros. And so I really think it's easier for defensemen, for whatever reason, to pick out these defensemen. And if you're patient with them, you could really get some good players. And I think that's what teams have sort of been doing, the smart ones, because otherwise, as you know, it's hard to pick up anybody in free agency. So you pretty much got to draft these guys.
Russ, always appreciate it. Have a great rest of Thanksgiving weekend, Black Friday, you name it. We'll talk to you next week.
Thanks, Gord. Thanks, Zimmer.
See you, Russ.